This is Vectis Radio.
For the people, by the people.
We're joined in the studio, very luckily, by Spencer Brown. Thank you very much for coming here, Spencer, today. You are here to talk specifically about a wonderful thing, which is the Roman Villa at Brading. It's been there a long time.
Yes.
But it's only recently that a lot of money's been spent on it. I mean, clearly, it's was rediscovered in Victorian times, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right. It was discovered in 1880, and if you're able to go round the museum, you'll see that there's a figure that's dressed just like Sherlock Holmes. And the reason why he's dressed like Sherlock Holmes is it was discovered at the time of Sherlock Holmes. And indeed, Conan Doyle visited the villa in 1884.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
Yes. He came to the island to be photographing the villa, but unfortunately at that time he was very unhappy. Because yes. He couldn't photograph the villa and they took his camera away from him.
Yeah, because Conan Doyle used to live in Portsmouth, didn't he?
Yes, that's right. And it was a day trip for him just to sort of explore and see the what was at that time the new exciting discovery of Brading Roman Villa.
Yeah, because a chap had been digging holes in the field in his farm and just suddenly came up on these mosaics, I understand.
Yeah, that's right. He was trying to put a fence post in and he dug down and got stuck, tried again on the third time, had a little look and found the mosaic of the cock-headed man, which turns out to be unique. There isn't another one in the world anywhere, which makes it very special to us.
Fantastic. Now, Spencer, winding forward 100 years to now, a lot's happened at the Roman Villa because you got a national lottery grant about 10 or 12 years ago, was it?
Yes, it was. And so we now have a new, beautiful, purpose-built, eco-friendly building with floorways which are projecting out over the mosaic. So you get to see them very, very easily. And in contrast to the time of Conan Doyle, you are able to take photographs if you go inside.
It's a lovely, lovely building. And we're going to put a picture of the building up on the website so that people can see it. It's very futuristic. It almost looks like one of those modern French vineyards, doesn't it?
Yes, that's right. The purpose of the new building was to make sure that as little as possible of it was actually in the ground. And from the inside, it looks like a giant garden umbrella.
I know.
Mm. It's really quite spectacular. And a lot of visitors are most interested and mesmerised by the internal structure.
And there are so many great mosaics inside as well.
Oh, yes.
It's taken quite a bit of time to sort of stabilise the ground underneath them, hasn't it?
Yes, definitely. But the ground is now completely stable and they are perfectly preserved. So we're very lucky.
Now, one of the wonderful things that you do at the Roman Villa is sort of make it accessible for all of the family, and you find all these great events to do, which means that people come back again and again.
Yes.
And Judith and I have to sort of say that we are your rivals in some way, because we have a little pop-up cinema in Bembridge and you also do cinema nights over at Brading, don't you?
Yeah, that's right. And it turns out that they're very, very popular, partly because they show the sorts of films which appear in the main cinemas, but they come and go from the main cinemas so quickly.
Mm, yes, exactly. Yes.
That people like to be able to say, yeah, in 3 weeks' time, I'm going to be able to go and see.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely. And I think you do food as well, because you've got Dad's Army coming up. And I gather there's going to be a fish and chip supper to go with that.
Yes, that's right. I mean, we did have one of the Bollywood movies, uh-huh. And Raj, who is one of our trustees, he came in and did some curry, and the people sort of came in, chatted, saw the film, had some curry, and they really enjoyed it, because I think at many cinemas they get up and go as
absolutely.
Soon as the credits come
and nobody talks to you.
That's right.
And it's just a real social occasion when you sort of have something to eat together, isn't
I
it
agree.
Mm. Yeah, I know. Well, we want people to come to a specific event that you're going to have. Now, I think what we're going to do is really tease people, because we're going to be on the phone to a wonderful ballet dancer in a few minutes' time. So here is going to be a clue of something that comes up in just a few weeks at Brading Roman Villa. We're going to then talk about the ballet, and then we're going to come back to you if we can, Spencer.
Yes, great.
I think everybody should recognise this music. It's a little bit souped up. It isn't quite how it was at the end of this particular film. It's a little bit faster, but see whether you recognise it now. That was Halsey and Roman Holiday. And you can turn your holiday on the Isle of Wight into a Roman holiday, because with us we have, from the Roman Villa at Brading, Spencer Brown. And we have got the most amazing event coming up that I've ever heard of on the Isle of Wight, which is a total Roman immersion experience that's coming on the weekend of the 6th of August to the 7th of August. Can you tell us a little bit about that, Spencer? Because it sounds so exciting.
Yeah, well, the great thing about it is it's the first time, we think, on the Isle of Wight there's ever been any Roman reenactment. And what we've done is we managed to bring together a number of different groups of people.
Yeah.
So there are the Britannia Gladiators, and they're going to be doing a show in a marquee.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, one of the things that people get concerned about British summers is it might rain. So what we have is there's a marquee with seating on the inside. You can buy tickets for that.
Yeah.
And so there's going to be gladiator fighting like it would have been in a real ring.
Yes.
But outside and beyond that, there is a Roman reenactment of a street market. There'll be Roman food. There'll be Roman craftsmen at work. You can see them. You can meet the Roman legion encampment, so you can see the soldiers and talk to them.
I'm fascinated by this idea of Roman food. So, you know, is it sort of pizza to gar?
Oh. Well, oh, bum bum.
Could be,
I apologise, Spencer.
Yeah,
it's
sorry.
It's likely to be an amalgam, a mixture of what we consider to be modern Roman and traditional Roman. Obviously, yeah. Some of the traditional Roman things were not to our taste at all. Mm. They were a bit too basic.
Because there's this thing called garum, wasn't there? And I believe, and you're rolling your eyes, because it is this sort of horrible, disgusting fermented fish paste, isn't it, that people used to bury in these clay pots. And were some garum pots found?
Yes,
here,
well, there are lots
Brading?
Of the pots found, but the idea was that quite a lot of food in the past was quite bland, and this paste was used to sort of cheer up what would otherwise have been, you know, quite tasteless.
Yes. The amazing thing about the Roman Villa is, you know, it was grand, but it wasn't that grand. I mean, it was, you know, an everyday sort of working farm in many ways, wasn't it?
Oh, yes, definitely. I mean, it was, although we call it the villa, it was a farm, and its purpose was to mass produce food.
Yeah.
Because at that time, the empire had large cities, but people in cities can't grow food, so you have to buy it. And places like Brading Roman Villa became rich because they produced 10 times more than they needed and were able to sell the spare, and what they earned, they spent on beautiful mosaics, painted walls, and of course there was glass in the windows and a lock for the door.
And a lot of people wonder why on earth was the Roman villa there, up on the side of a hill? But of course in the old days it wasn't quite like that, was it?
No, well, I mean, it's quite straightforward why it was there. It was there because behind it there are some rocks.
Yeah.
And that cliff would have been recognised by sailors all over the Mediterranean. And so wherever those rocks were, whether it was Spain, Italy, France, the sailors would say, yeah, we can stop there because those rocks always produce water that's safe to drink.
Ah, that's
and after you've been on your ship, what do you want?
Yeah, fresh exactly. Water. But the interesting thing is that you could actually sail up almost as far as the villa itself, couldn't you? Because there was a great natural harbour there.
Yes.
Bembridge was on a funny little peninsula. And until, I think, Victorian times, when it was silted up.
Yes, you're completely correct. Until Victorian times, the sea almost went to where the modern road is.
Yes.
But the sea receded when they built the railway line from Brading to Bembridge.
Yeah.
And the embankment caused the whole thing to silt up.
Yeah. Now, the thing I'm really excited about is this sort of gladiator performance that's going to be happening this weekend, which is the 6th to the 7th of August. Tell us all about that.
Well, what they'll be doing is that gladiators, as many boys will be able to tell you, came in lots of different types.
Yes.
And so in order to make it more entertaining, I mean, that's why gladiators did fight. They fought for entertainment, not like soldiers to win wars for their country.
Yeah.
Gladiators fought for entertainment, and so they had slightly different weapons. And so there was a man with a sword and a shield, but in order to he might be attacked by, say, a man with a trident and a net.
Yeah.
so that, you know, the fight continues on, because there's no going to be no clear winner when you've got different weapons.
Yeah, exactly. Now, these fights are PG rated. Now, I'm sure every sort of young lad will hope that they're going to see quite a bit of gore. Is that going to happen?
Well, there will be the appearance of gore, but clearly Britannia Gladiators hope to make a living out of it and not go to the hospital afterwards.
And some of them were actually in the film Gladiator.
I think so, yes.
Yeah. Oh, that's fantastic. Well, if we want to find out more, where should we go? There's a website, isn't there, which is...
Yes. The great thing about Braiding Roman Villa is there's only Braiding Roman Villa, so if you put that into your search engine, it will come up with our website.
Yeah, but it's braidingromanvilla.org.uk. This Living History Weekend is the 6th and the 7th of August from 11 to 2... at 11, and then again at 2:30, and it's a complete immersion experience. One final thing from Judy.
I think you can actually try on the armour, can't you, and handle the weapons under controlled conditions.
Yes, that's right. And one of the great things that will be on offer are things like trying on the armour, because one of the things that you cannot get from watching a film, from looking at a book, is to see how heavy the armour actually was.
Yeah.
Yes.
The other thing is, there's a rather decent shop there, and if ever you've wanted to buy a mosaic, there are some mosaics that are actually made on the Isle of Wight, aren't there?
Yes, there are. And so you can buy mosaics, copies of the ones that we have, and you can get them as coasters and various other things, but they do show the beautiful skill and intricate design which the Roman mosaic makers had.
Yeah, exactly. And there is a man with the head of a cockerel, which is a real feature, isn't there, of the Roman
Villa? Oh, yes. The cock-headed man is the only one in the world, and that has been a great benefit to us because it's a great attraction, but because it's the only one, it has led to a slight challenge as to exactly what he meant.
Yeah.
You know, because he could have been someone who trained gladiators to fight.
Yes.
Or he could have been someone who collected the wild animals for them to fight. We're just not quite sure.
Were there ever any gladiator fights on the Isle of Wight, or is this the first time?
Well, this is, from as far as we're aware, this is the first time that there were gladiator fights. In Roman times, gladiator fights were a product of, you know, were in the large cities, places like Rome, and they were put on to keep the people happy.
Well, so there you go, another world first on the Isle of Wight.
Thank
Spencer,
you.
Thank you very much.
That's
for joining us.
This is Vectis Radio.
For the people, by the people.